There's a small clinic. You can't even really call it a clinic. It's an apartment that has been turned into a clinic. I mean, you have plasma bags hanging from coat hangers. There was just a constant stream of civilians. I watched a little baby die today. Absolutely horrific. Just a two-year-old found the shrapnel had gone into the left chest, and the doctor just said, I can't do anything, and his little tummy just kept heaving until he died. That is happening over and over and over. No one here can understand how the international community can let this happen, particularly, you know, when you have an example of Srebrenica, shelling of a city, lots of investigations by the United Nations after that massacre, lots of vows to never let it happen again. There are 28,000 people in Bab al-Mamra, in homes where I am, besieged. They're here because they can't get out. The Syrians will not let them out and are shelling all the civilian areas. Obviously, there is Free Syrian Army here. They're very, very lightly armed, Kalashnikovs, and I've seen a few RPGs. They're essentially playing a defensive role. In fact, people are terrified they will leave. There is just shells, rockets, and tank fire pouring into civilian areas of this city. It is just unrelenting.